Sorry, my explanation was not so clear about this. So I want to tell you that this Y is obviously annihilated by D bar plus minus, and this theta itself is also. And therefore, any function of Y's and theta's will be chiral superfield. And also, there was a question by Ashish about whether I said, so given chiral field, you can construct chiral superfield, phi of y plus dot 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 dot. You can find those things. And there was a question that whether that's a unique. And obviously, I said yes, but obviously not. You can find any field like this is zero and this is non-zero, so there's always a freedom to add those things. There's a particular way to construct these things out of this, but that's not a unique procedure. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Maybe I will tell you about this more extensively later. Then that makes things more clearer. Okay. Anyway, so let's explain a bit about more general supersymmetric systems. I said there was a question what 2,2 is, and I can consider 1,1 a smaller supersymmetry, and then you can also consider 1,1 superspace. Simply by reducing the number of Fermionic coordinates or constraining such as theta plus is I times theta plus 1 where this is real, namely this is itself, and theta minus is I times theta 1 minus, again theta 1 minus is real. Okay. So this is this defines a subspace of 2,2 superspace. So subspace spanned by T sigma or x plus x minus, and this theta plus 1 theta minus 1. And I remind you that there were four differential operators, but certain four operators called Q and four operators called D. And actually the two Q and two D's, some linear combinations that preserve this subspace. And that these are Q plus minus 1, let's just define it, Q plus minus plus Q plus minus bar. And also D plus minus 1, this is D plus minus plus D bar plus minus. And this preserves the subspace, this subspace, this subspace. And so the subspace, so it's like, maybe it's not so illuminating, but let's just, so that's the whole four-dimensional space of thetas. Now, I only have this subspace, this subspace is spanned by theta plus 1, theta 1 minus, and also t and sigma, or x plus and x minus. So these differential operators should be written in terms of those coordinate, and indeed it's possible, and it's written by they obey the commutation relation. Important of these is this. Okay, and then also D and Q's commute. Commutes before in the whole space, so it also commutes in the reduced space. And one can define superfields in this 1,1 superspace. Defined only on this hyperplane subspace. It can be written as, say, I just used the real notation, phi I plus, well, I is just the index if there are many such superfields. You have many, I is the index for such things. I have chosen here to be real and bosonic, so this is real, and this is the combination that makes everything real. These are all real. Okay. Okay, let's try to see what this is. One plus, one minus, and 1/2 G I J of phi plus B I J of phi, and D 1 minus phi I and D plus 1 IJ. This is obviously supersymmetric by the standard reasoning, by this fact, and also by using the Stokes theorem. So this is manifestly 1,1 supersymmetric. And sorry, I haven't explained what this is. This is, assume you have some Riemannian manifold of dimension n. So say I is from 1 to n. And this is a metric tensor of a Riemannian manifold. I don't have to write separate thing unless this has different property, and this I assume anti-symmetric tensor field, tensor on this Riemannian manifold. In other words, two form on N. Okay, let's just consider this. it's very much like in the first hour where we discussed nonlinear sigma model quantum mechanics, this only with time dependence. There you didn't have this, and just by expanding in theaters, you found this long action for this bosonic field and also fermionic field, and also the kinetic term for those. Well, this kinetic term for this included this Levi-Civita connection, and also there was four Fermi terms determined by the Riemann tensor. Yes. Not yet. I will tell you later when it is 2.2 supersymmetric. Yes. So, right. So that's the thing I'm going to write. So, if we didn't have B field, it's actually the same thing as the standard nonlinear sigma model, except that we are in 1 plus 1 dimensions. We have done this for this quantum mechanics case, but you can do the same. So you expand it, do the computation, and also eliminate this Fi. This is, again, auxiliary field in this case. And then you can write down the result, and the result is standard kinetic term for phi as before. B doesn't enter here. But there's also a term that depends on B. Term, and there are also terms involving fermions. Maybe let's go to the other blackboard. So as she said, this is a standard action for Wolschick action for the superstring. But I haven't actually found useful reference for this explicit component expression for this, so I have to work out by myself, and it took a bit time. No. This is the standard, this second order action, superstring action. Wolschick action for the superstring. Okay, good. Okay. Maybe I can check whether I'm correct or not, but this is my result from last night. There's something different from before. We had here ordinary Levi-Civita connection, but there's something different here. And finally, and that's all. So it looks almost the same form. And it looks almost the same, except that you have this term, and also the connection term for fermions is a bit different, and also the curvature term is a bit different. So what does it mean by delta plus or minus? This means ordinary connection from the connection in the Levi-Civita connection in the target space. That's the ordinary. That's what we have called d mu of psi I. And in addition, there's plus or minus 1/2 h, j, and I. Maybe I should g, I, l, h, j, l, k. So modified by this h, where h is, did I write h? No. H is dB. So consider B as a two form, and H is its exterior derivative. Okay, so this is the definition of this. So there's a little difference coming from this. So this will have, this is a connection on tangent bundle, but this will have torsion. LK index is, no, JK index is not symmetric. If H is non-zero, torsion given by this H. And R minus is the Riemann, the curvature of this del minus connection. Right. Yeah. I, J, K, L, psi L would be some, any vector field would be minus I minus J. So this is the answer. And let me make some more remarks. So this is an unusual term. And you can write it. In a different way. So this term, so this can be written, say, suppose you have some wall sheet, just give name to the wall sheet, sigma, and then it's just given by sigma phi pullback of B, where B is regarded as some two form on M, and phi regarded as a map from wall sheet to M. Or in other words, sometimes actually, or in most interesting cases, actually this is not an interesting. is B is not globally defined. For example, say M is separated into a union of some open subsets, and B is defined only on U alpha, and in the overlapping region alpha and beta is different only by some D of one form lambda alpha beta. Just like the gauge field, where you have one form, set of one collection of one form, but they are not equal on the overlapping region, but differ by a gauge transformation. But in such a case, H field is well defined. D alpha is D beta. So in such a case, it's hard to make sense out of this expression or that expression globally. But there is some way, in at least in some good cases. So you can make sense out of this by replacing it by some three-dimensional integral over H, where W is a three-manifold bounded by the sigma. So sigma is a boundary of three-manifold, and we are given a map from sigma to M, and then if you can find a lift to this three-manifold, then you can replace this by this, by, yes. You can show that if it happens that phi lands in one of the coordinate patch, then it's just, right, it's just by using the Stokes term, it just goes back to here. Okay. So this is manifestly supersymmetric, so you know it is supersymmetric. And this operation doesn't change. So the variation always is given in this form. The variation is always well-defined on the two-dimensional surface. And the variation, we know that this, the variation of this is invariant. So just doing this doesn't do any harm. Oh yeah, I started with flaps, but I'm talking about some case I'm having in mind, some future problem where this flat surface, flat Minkowski space is replaced by some other curved or even some space with a non-trivial topology. Yes, it changes by some numbers. So this is actually, there's a subtlety in the definition, and usually what you want is this to be invariant, and this requires a certain quantization condition for H. But anyway, this is a way to make sense of this, and this is called Vesemino. Again, this is called Vesemino term, or Vesemino Witten term. Okay, so this is a bit more general nonlinear sigma model. It is a sigma model with torsion or with H field. And it is supersymmetric. Okay, now this is only 1, 1 supersymmetric, and when does it have 2,2 supersymmetry? And to answer, before answering this, let me just give you manifestly 2,2 supersymmetric system. This is the system involving both chiral and twisted chiral superfield. Before saying this, let me just tell you about some relation of 2,2 superspace and 1,1 superspace. As I said, 1,1 superspace can be regarded as a subspace of 2,2. So theta plus and theta 1 plus and minus. Suppose F is a 2,2, well, superfield. And I denote F sub 1,1 or bracket 1,1 to be restriction to 1,1 subspace. Namely, it is F where you set this is a function of x plus and x minus, and also theta plus, but just set this, if you have this is minus this, theta minus is I theta 1 minus is minus I, yes, simply, yes, it's a function of x plus minus and theta 1 plus theta 1 minus. And it's possible to show that this, if phi is chiral superfield, oh, I erased. Remember, please, maybe you remember this expression for d1 plus and minus, and it's a sum of d plus minus plus d bar plus minus, but phi analyze one of them, the bar part. So this tells us that if you restrict this to 1,1 subspace, this is the 1 plus minus phi 1,1. And if it is phi is tilt is twisted chiral superfield, then d plus phi tilde restriction is 1,1 is d 1 phi tilde 1,1 and also d bar minus phi tilde 1,1 is d 1 minus phi tilde 1,1. Those properties hold, and also for the complex conjugate, it also satisfies the same property. Okay. Another thing is that if you have, okay, let's just take this as a remark. And let's consider a function of, say, phi I, phi bar I bar, and phi tilde P, and phi tilde P bar, where, say, I is from, say, 1 to N, and P is from 1 to M. And suppose this K phi I, phi J bar is positive definite, and phi p tilde phi tilde bar p q tilde is negative difference. Okay. Then you can construct, not then, but anyway, always that you can construct this invariant Lagrangian in the place of phi. I just plug in chiral superfield in the place of phi p. You plug in twisted chiral superfield. This is manifestly 2,2 supersymmetric. Now what it is. This actually is an example of this sigma model with torsion. You can write it in the way I wrote for this 1,1 superspace. And it's useful to use this formula. It's just the same thing as this actually reduces to 1,1 superspace integral after doing some differentiation. So this is integral over four Fermionic coordinates. That's for 2,2 D term. And this is for 1,1 D term and 1,1 integral, and it has two Fermionic coordinates. And you can go from here to here by actually taking a part of this differential, operating or integrating out part of the coordinates, half of the coordinates, and then remaining this coordinate. And integration in the Grassmann number is like it's the same thing as differentiation, and it's known that you can show that this is this. Okay, and then take the 1,1 restriction. And then you just operate, and then use this. This way you find that this action is takes the form I wrote. So this is S, this is 1/2 Gij plus Bij and D minus 1 Phi I D plus 1. It takes this form where Gij is, so it's 4x4 block. This is size n, this is size m, n and m. And for complex coordinate, this is, let's denote a, b, etc. by k, a, b, etc. And this is I j bar, and this is j bar I, and this is k p minus k p q bar, this is minus p bar q, and b I j and here K I P bar and K J bar P and minus K P J bar and minus K P bar I. So this is a sigma model with this G and B. So if this G and B takes this particular form, then it has 2,2 supersymmetry. Now, the question is whether this is obtained by Gates, Hao, and Rochek, as cited in Markov's talk. And they also found the most general condition for this, for that form of action to be 2,2 supersymmetric. And this is actually only a special case. This is not most general. Most general form cannot be written in this way. It's not written as a function of chiral superfield and twisting chiral superfield in 2,2 superspace, but it can be written as ordinary form, but as accidental 2,2 supersymmetry. So in general, this form of action, 1/2 Gij Bij D minus 1 Ri D plus Ij, this has 2,2 supersymmetry. If and only if this M, oh, this target space M has two complex structures, J plus and J minus, such that parallel, which is parallel with respect to this, J plus is parallel with respect to this plus connection, and J minus is parallel with respect to this minus connection. And as Marco mentioned, this is nothing but the generalized Kähler manifold. So this means that this G, BH, which is DB, and J plus and J minus, these data just give us generalized Kähler manifold. And so for these to have 2,2 supersymmetry, in addition to the original 1,1 supersymmetry, we want extra another copy of 1,1 supersymmetry. And the extra thing supersymmetry is given by this. This is actually a special case. This d4 theta d 2x k phi phi bar phi tilde phi bar tilde was a special case. And in that case, this j plus is in this notation I minus I, I minus I, and j minus is minus I, I minus I. But of course there are, not of course, but there are other examples which has this kind of complex structure, as Marco explained. For example, according to him, every even dimensional Lie group have such a structure. And right. And so this is a really wide class of supersymmetric systems, say supersymmetric nonlinear sigma models. You can also add potential, like superpotential, if it is written in this way. You can add holomorphic function, superpotential for phi, and also this twisted F term for phi tilde, some holomorphic function of phi tilde. Yes. This kind of system has not been, I don't know the reason, but has not been studied extensively. So there's a wide class of models which hasn't been analyzed. So what's important, one thing that may be interesting is that there are many things, as I will discuss later, many controllable aspects in these 2,2 systems, like chiral rings and topological field theory and those things. And maybe one thing which could be important is to determine such chiral rings in, say, even dimensional Lie groups. And yes, that's one interesting thing. And another thing is that this is actually not the whole thing. There are other class of models or other kind of potentials you can add, preserving 2,2 supersymmetry. And this one thing which is known is associated with some holomorphic isometry on the target space. Then you have other kind of potential. You can add other kind of potential than these superpotential terms. And that you can understand at least when it is written as a function of chiral superfield only, when you discuss gauge theory. That will be topics for some later time. And that kind of system has not also been studied. And also, I imagine there should be a mixture of this generalized Kähler geometry and also superpotential and also potential from holomorphic isometry. And there should be something, I believe, some interesting things will be there, but nobody knows at this moment. When? I searched Gates Hall, and there were only two papers, so you don't miss. But 84. This is actually the paper which introduced twisted chiral superfield. Yes. There they also discussed generalized Kähler geometry also. Okay, let's go here.